It is Disability Action Week, and the theme this year is inclusion. It's a game changer. How important is it to bring awareness about inclusion of people with disabilities and to make sure that there are opportunities for them?
Oh, look, it's incredibly important because by the very nature of people with disabilities and their vulnerabilities, often they just have limited access because of that situation. So from a community perspective, it was always really important for us not to create special rugby. We went to rugby and we said, wow, you have an incredibly vibrant junior rugby community. We would love to be involved in that. And our children have a fundamental right to be involved in team sport as well. But we wouldn't expect you to understand necessarily what our children specifically need. So we'll work with you to help you and the community understand what our children need and to create a framework that is within an existing structure but that modifies what people need so that we can be involved. So that parents like us, we can go down to the bar, we can go down and have a coffee on a cold winter's morning, we can do sausage sizzle, we can have the other siblings run around on the field and have a great time. And that's what inclusion's really all about. And it's very exciting, you know, by the end of the year, the modified rugby program will be endorsed as a new division of rugby in Australia. So we'll have, people will have an opportunity to play under six rugby, under 12 rugby. They'll be able to play the modified rugby program. So we'll be just another division of rugby, which is the dream. We always saw that dream becoming that, just part of the rugby community and totally included and integrated.
I understand that there's a leadership program that the player mentors go through. Could you please explain the importance of that to me?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, the leadership program is really important for the player mentors because it's our opportunity to teach them about inclusion. So whilst it has many baseline leadership topics and themes and values that we talk about, we really teach them about inclusion. It's the things like why is consistent behaviour so important? What does it really mean to listen? Why is giving back so important? You know, that whole concept of reciprocity. And we're really blessed that we have Wallaby legends Nathan Sharp and Tim Horan. They do the leadership program for us. So the player mentors get a video each week from either Nathan Sharp or Tim Horan talking about those elements about leadership and inclusion. And then we have a forum where the player mentors, we ask them questions and they communicate with each other. And it's through that that we're really raising awareness with them about how important it is to be a leader in inclusion. Because our vision for the player mentors is that we'd like to create a whole generation of young people for whom disability is normalised. So by putting them in touch with our kids every week in an environment they love in rugby and then training them at the same time, we really hope that those young men and women who become leaders in business and in sport and in community and social causes, they take that experience with them. And we hope that they will always in the future just see children like our Max. They'll see Max as Max, not as some child with ASD who speaks a bit strangely. He will just be Max. That's one of the things that is so, so important for inclusion, is that everyone has the right to be successful and feel safe and feel secure about where their life is going. And so part of what we're doing with the Modified Rugby Program is creating that community pathway where everyone can feel safe and they can belong.